You may not think of advertising as a work of art. A trip to the farm town of Dorchester, Nebraska may change your mind. What once adorned the stage of a small town not only told you much about the local stores, but also served as a beautiful visual reminder of home. It's next on The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green plants and a healthy land use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Take a trip to the Saline County Historical Society in Dorchester, Nebraska, and you'll find a very large painting of sorts.
It was originally painted by Jack Ballard. It says Jack Ballard and Son. It was in 1927 that it was painted.
Connie Strofe is describing a painted advertising curtain. It would have originally doubled as the curtain for an actual stage in Tobias, Nebraska. Jack Ballard was a skilled artist whose work was often found in towns settled by Czech immigrants.
They would build these halls, these big buildings, and then if there were traveling troops that were going around, they would have them do their plays. Jack Ballard painted many of these stage curtains for the Czech American theaters during the 1920s.
The curtain is not only artistic, but tells you much about the town and the times.
These advertising curtains are interesting because in the 1800s, they became popular. So they would have the advertising around of local merchants, and that actually was influenced by P.T. Barnum.
The curtain here is very interesting, promoting local businesses, but reminding folks of the places from where they had traveled.
Towns would hire artists to paint these curtains, and then they would advertise the merchants. And normally, for these Czech American theaters, there was something that was in the center of the curtain that would remind the Czechs of their homeland.
The picture on this curtain is of a royal castle in Czechoslovakia, built in the 1100s. Over time, many of the curtains have been lost, but this historic curtain remains, a huge stage curtain that is a pictorial advertising snapshot of the area. Traveling the countryside in Dorchester, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.